our 10-minute speaker found out at 2 years of sobriety how to go and visit Bob at the Gray Bar Motel. So we're looking forward to hear about that. So come on up and let's give a warm round of applause for Joe Crosby.
My name's Joe and I'm an alcoholic.
Hey, Joe!
Yeah, I love actually mentioning that to newcomers about, listen, man, just work the steps and do the deal. And by the way, you don't have to do this perfectly. And my sobriety started at September 8th of 96. That's a long time. It's a large quantity of sobriety, but it hasn't always been quality sobriety. So yeah, at about, a year and a half sober, I thought I had all the answers. I thought I knew how to do this deal perfectly. My spiritual fitness wasn't doing so well. And, I just had a lot of ideas that I was in charge and I was in control and God needed to take the back seat and let me drive for a while. And, one night I just got a really crazy, wild idea. Wanted to go share some ideas and thoughts with someone with my bare hands. And it was actually turned out to be a very bad idea. So what happened is as I'm pulling away from this incident, I hit a real spiritual bottom. I hit a true spiritual bottom. You know, some people don't ever have that white light experience or that great spiritual upheaval. I think I had it in that moment. I had it as an educational variety up until that point because I had worked through steps. My life had changed. The desire to drink had been removed from me. But in that moment, I realized, here I am. I'm secretary of this one meeting. I've got some guys that I'm dragging around as my supposed sponsees that I'm barking orders at all the time and throwing the book at their head. I'm the ripe old age of 21, but I have the answers for all of you and your life. And I'm a miserable wreck. And here I am. I've just done something that I probably wouldn't have done unless I were drunk before. And the book talks about it. The book talks about selfishness and self-centeredness that we think is the root of our troubles. It's driven by 100 forms of fear and self-delusion. That's what my life was back at right then and there. And I found myself trying to run the whole show again. The book talks about the actor who at times, he's all these positive qualities. He's this good guy in so many different ways. But then if you cross him, you don't know what he's capable of and he'll turn on you. And that was very much me at that moment. I was no longer living my life by God's terms. I was living my life on my terms. And I'm not totally sure I had ever fully turned it over up until that point. So I did. I turned it over in that moment. I'm pulling away from this crime scene for all intents and purposes. And I'm saying, God, you better take over right now. If you don't, I probably won't make it through the night. I'll probably get loaded again. And thank God for the Santa Barbara Sheriff's Department because they showed up right on cue. Man, I'll tell you, about 5-10 seconds later, their lights are going off behind my car, and I don't know if they've ever rolled up anybody as happy as I was at that moment, to be honest with you, because I realized I wasn't going to get loaded that night. I wasn't going to, make further bad decisions that would further worsen my situation. And I was done. So yeah, the very last time I got locked up was sober. Not sane, but sober. And my experience is this. I met Bob while I was there. He was one of the guys that was running the STP program, Sheriff Treatment Program. And he didn't believe me at first when I told him, no, I'm still sober. I've got almost 2 years. No, really? I've almost got 2 years. They let me into the STP program, and it's almost like I had a six-month spiritual/step revival happening in my life. And I'll tell you what, it's been amazing. It's been an amazing journey. I wouldn't say that's the darkest, ugliest thing I've been through in sobriety either. I've been through a divorce. I've been through family members dying. I've been through all sorts of things sober. And in 17, almost 18 years, there's a lot of life that happens. You know, if anyone ever promises you that that life is going to be all farting roses and sunshine and rainbows, I would run away. I'm really worried about someone who promises that. My experience is If I do this deal to the best of my ability, if I pick up the book, if I do the steps, if I work with another alcoholic, if I do intensive work with another alcoholic, I don't ever have to drink again if I don't want to. That's my experience. And it could be a whole crap storm, a hurricane coming at me. And you know what? My God is bigger than that hurricane and is bigger than those problems. And I can stay sober through all of it. Not only can I stay sober through it, you can ask Bob. I can actually have a semi-pleasant disposition even in the midst of it too. And that's just a gift that I've been given from this deal. Really quick, just to backtrack, I know I'm kind of doing things backwards with that little joke I had to. I started drinking at 9. I found a bottle of Bailey's, and I just remembered that it tasted like candy, so that's why I was going for it. But by halfway through that bottle, man, it was way more appealing, the effect that was washing over me, than the flavor. And I put that whole thing down. I don't remember finishing it, but I definitely remember feeling great in the middle. And the next day, I went back to that same liquor cabinet and I found a bottle of Ouzo. Different flavor, but I started drinking that bottle and I really didn't care so much about how it tastes. I was drinking for the effect. And I put that bottle down too. And my parents, God bless them, are, you know, now, thankfully, my mom's a member of our program. But at the time, as an alcoholic, she didn't realize she wasn't the only one dipping into the stash. So I got away with it periodically, time to time, as often as I could. And just as my story progressed, anything I could get my hands on. When a minor can't get their hands on a bottle, they'll turn to other outside issues wherever possible, and I certainly found plenty of that, believe me. I do know that at the end of my drinking, I wasn't drinking for effect anymore so much. Yeah, did it work? It worked in that it was what I needed to get through my day. I was literally to the point where I needed it as I was getting up out of bed. It had to be right by my bed. I had to have something to get me out of myself. I had to have something to make all of you seem like you weren't out to get me. And that last day, I can't even tell you how long I had been drinking, how long I had been living at the place I was living in. It wasn't any bigger than this wall to this wall square. It was a very small place. And I woke up that day and I was out. Somehow I had forgotten to get my stash and have it ready for the morning time. So I woke up sober for the first time in at least 6 months, and this fear washed over me. I saw a reflection in the mirror, and I was looking for a strange person in this little studio apartment, and I couldn't find him. It was me. I saw this person in the mirror that was dying, and I didn't recognize the person I was looking at, and I knew that this disease was going to kill me. I wasn't afraid of dying. I was afraid of something taking me out against my will. That was a big problem for me. So I did what every tough guy does. I called my mommy, and she helped me get into this thing called Project Recovery down there, and they took me to a meeting every day, and I heard some guys talk about you don't ever have to drink again if you don't want to. All you have to do is get a sponsor, get a big book, and work the steps, and your life will change. And I believed them, so I tried it, and it was working. And that's my experience, Strength and Hope, today, too. Today, I work with a lot of guys. I've got a sponsor today, Bob Trimble. I've got a home group, Junkyard Dogs, Wednesday night. If ever a meteor were to crash on a Wednesday night and I wasn't in that meeting and that meeting was wiped off the face of the planet, Thursday night would become my home group, which is called Men Without Legs, which I also attend. They're both great meetings, and I strongly recommend get a home group. I strongly recommend get a group of people around you that are going to support you and encourage you and build you up and show you how this thing is done. Get in the middle of the herd. That's what works for me. I've got an amazing life today. All the guys that I work with, they know I'm not perfect. They know I'm not a saint. They know that I just try to do this to the best of my ability. And it's just one drunk giving it away to another drunk. And I get to do that with a lot of guys. So I stay sober today, happy, joyous, and free. Thanks for letting me share.
Okay, without any further ado, we have Lynn's going to come on up and do the